Exodus. Exodus chapter 32. And beginning at verse 1. And when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mount, the people gathered themselves together. Notice the people gathered themselves together. Unto Aaron and said unto him, Up, make us gods which shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we wot not what has become of him. And Aaron said unto them, Break off the golden earrings which are in the ears of your wives, of your sons, and of your daughters, and bring them unto me. And all the people brake off the golden earrings which were in their ears and brought them unto Aaron. And he received them at their hand and fashioned it with a graving tool after he had made it molten calf. And they said, These be thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. And when Aaron saw it, he built an altar before it. And Aaron made proclamation and said, Tomorrow is a feast to the Lord. And they rose up early in the morrow and offered burnt offering and brought peace offering. And the people sat down to eat and to drink and rose up to play. Aaron was kind of reluctant in this occasion, but he gave in to the people. What I'd like to point out here is because you call something by a name doesn't make it so. The people are saying these are the gods that brought us out of Egypt. Aaron's trying to say, well, I don't really go along with that. This is a feast unto the Lord. I'm giving in to you. We're going to do this. We'll call it a feast unto the Lord. Well, did the Lord have anything to do with anything in that occurrence that took place? No. And it wasn't a feast unto the Lord, but he called it that. In line with what our brother was talking about in connection with the Lord's table and the Lord's Supper, there are all kinds of things that have been designed by Christians, real Christians, that they call the Lord's Supper or the Lord's table, but it doesn't look much like it. I was talking with a Christian friend the other day, and we were talking about this subject. It was more than the other day, actually a few months ago. And he said he had visited a church. And he said it was the day that they were going to have the Lord's table, they said. They were going to have the Lord's Supper. And he said as they walked in the door, they were all handed something that looked like a little creamer for your coffee. Little cup, and it had a little tin foil on the top. And it had another little compartment on top with another little piece of tin foil. And so what's that? And he says, this is the loaf and the cup. I don't know what they said exactly. So they put it in their pocket, and everybody sat down, and they had their little show and entertainment, and there was a little sermonette, and then the minister decided that it was time, and they were going to have the remembrance of the Lord. Get the little cup out of your pocket. And then they read this passage and talked a little bit about it and gave a blessing and said, break it open. In the top is a little cracker. Partake of that. This is the body of the Lord. Take the other little cup. Take the tinfoil off. Drink that. What a picture is there. You know, the Lord had purpose in the way that he set these things up so that we would see them. He knew that we needed to be reminded of these things that our brother was talking about. And those simple symbols, how can you mess up something that simple? The way the Lord told us to do this simple thing. That there's a simple message there. I know that if we grow up with these things, just some of you, just like myself, they can become very familiar and you can lose a little bit of it and you need to be reminded. But the Lord knew that we needed to be reminded that when we come on Lord's Day morning and we sit down and we see those emblems on the table, we should see what they mean and we should identify with what they mean. We should enter into what they mean. And when we're reminded again, even though during the week we may be occupied with a lot of things, with our jobs and our education or whatever, we can get distracted. But when we come back and we sit down like we did this morning, and we're drawn back. The hymns draw us back in our thoughts and the reading of the scriptures and the prayers. And we see emblems that we read in scripture. There it is. It's just like that. It's there on the table. I see something that speaks to my heart and we're drawn back and refreshed to those things. He kept it simple. Somebody pointed out once that the Lord designed this remembrance in such a simple way, and the way it's set forth, that there's almost no place on earth where you cannot do it. It's been pointed out that even in prison, if you are put into prison as a believer and a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you know the truth about what we've been talking about, you can usually find two things in almost any prison on the earth. You can find wine, because they'll make it out of raisins. And you can find bread, because it's one of the cheapest things they can feed them. So it's interesting to me that even if you're in a prison in some corner, dark corner of this world, you might yet have the opportunity. They could take your Bible away. They can't take the word that you have in your mind and your heart. They can take your hymn book away, but the songs you remember, they cannot take away. You can be with one other believer in a prison cell in the darkest corner of this earth and probably get your hands on some bread and some wine and even remember the Lord and have a little meeting in this dark corner. He kept it very simple. We were talking, a few of us, about religious flesh and how hard sometimes it is to see it in our own selves, in our own lives. Well, that's what it is. People with good intentions or for whatever reason decide that something should be done a little differently or for convenience. Or like the children of Israel here when they said, well, Moses is gone. We don't know what happened to him and we need to have something. And then somebody gives in and pretty soon something is created and you lose the message that is intended to be there. The message, whether it's of the Lord's table or the Lord's Supper. Our brother was talking about these two things are not the same. Even as he mentioned, Brother Don inviting him to his house, the supper is the thing which is on the table. The table is the thing which the supper is put upon. And they're not the same thing. Well, we've been given a privilege of having things set before us that we don't have to unlearn. I remember as a young man being challenged by other believers that, look, you were raised that way. That's why you do what you do. And so was I. I was raised this way. Well, is that enough? Just to be able to say, well, I was raised that way, so I do the things that I do because that's the way I was raised. Well, how about young people deciding that you will uncover in this book for yourself why you're doing the things that you're doing, and if you're at the Lord's table or if you're not. Maybe you should look at these things for yourself. And as our brother was saying, don't believe them just because someone you might trust is saying them. Does the Word of God actually say those things? And is it simple? Is it that simple? Does it have to be that complicated? No. And when we learn to appreciate it, and we learn maybe again and again to reappreciate those things, they can become very precious to us. When we sat down here this morning and the meeting began to progress, I hope what was happening to me was happening to you. I was drawn. My heart was opened and my thoughts were refreshed. I know there's times where I've been distracted by things and maybe my thoughts have wandered, but then they're drawn back. The way the Lord, by His Spirit, develops a meeting and brings things out, then your heart is drawn back and you're refreshed and you get a new appreciation for it. But you can say, well, I was there a week before and the week before and the week before and the week before. I've had people say to me, well, it just gets boring. We don't do that. We do it once a year. No, I don't want to do this once a year. I want to be refreshed every week and drawn back and have my heart drawn out and my affections renewed and a renewed sense and presence, a sense of the Lord's presence again and again once a week.
Number 188, first and last. Amen.